As an Amazon associate, we earn from qualifying purchases. This podcast is supported by its listeners. If you choose to purchase something using links on our website, we may earn a commission. No books were warped, dog-eared, underlined with purple pen, eaten, cursed, cancelled, burned, or otherwise harmed in the making of this podcast. I'm Tom Tolkien, and this is the School Reading List, a podcast that recommends books you'll want your children to read and books you'll wish you'd read as a child. To kick off episode 17 of the School Reading List podcast, let's rip open some book post. And this one's from Templar Books for 0 to 5-year-olds. Meet the Wildings by Gwen Millwood. Siblings Poppy and Max learn about how difficult sharing can be after a minor argument turns them into wild, hairy creatures. The vivid, quirky illustrations bring this relatable story to life, and 0 to 5-year-olds will love the bold characters and use of onomatopoeia. Teachers in EYFS will find the book useful to help explore themes of sharing, working together, and dealing with emotions. And this one's from Little Tiger for 3 to 6-year-olds. The Best You by Nima Patel. Parenting coach Nima Patel asks 3 to 6-year-old readers, what do you want to be when you grow up? And this inspirational picture book highlights positive values such as kindness, determination, and resilience. The uplifting text and illustrations and diverse characters will help empower children to set goals and believe in themselves. The Best You is a useful text to read with a class and discuss in EYFS and Key Stage 1. And this is another title from Little Tiger for 3 to 6-year-olds. I Love You to the Moon and Back, All Year Long, by Amelia Hepworth. In this delightful sequel to the beloved I Love You to the Moon and Back, Amelia Hepworth and illustrator Tim Warnes invite young readers into a charming exploration of the changing seasons and the enduring love between parent and child. As Bear and Little Bear navigate spring's new growth, summer's sunny playdays, the crunch of fall leaves, and the enchantment of winter snowflakes, their bond remains unbreakable. The beautifully illustrated journey captures the joy of shared moments throughout the year. With a rhythmic cadence, the verses express the various activities that the bears cherish together, creating a perfect bedtime story. And this one's from Otter Barry Books for 5-plus-year-olds. Nikhil and Jay by Chitra Sounder. British Asian brothers Nikhil and Jay embark on 4 enjoyable escapades, including a spirited game of Dian, park litter picking with friends, kite crafting on a breezy day, and a playful approach to tidying up. Tailored for youngsters transitioning from picture books, this series captivates with relatable narratives. Ideal for children ready to embrace longer stories, it fosters a sense of fun, making learning an immersive and enjoyable experience. The Shape of Rainbows by Neil Zetter. Explore the delightful world of peanut butter, popcorn, and a host of quirky adventures in this imaginative poetry collection. Living next door to a Viking, or witnessing the comical tale of a boy who devours his school, this collection, accompanied by Will Hughes's lively illustrations, offers a blend of fun and reflection. Poems not only entertain, but prompt contemplation, making this a cheerful yet thought-provoking addition to your school library. Diamond Jack, Your Magic or Your Life, by Anna Rainbow. When 11-year-old Bramble finds a mysterious mask in her grandpa's shop, she transforms into the infamous highwayman Diamond Jack. This action-packed adventure blends magic with classics such as The Three Musketeers and Robin Hood. It's a winning formula of swashbuckling bravery, magic, and fast-paced plot. Ooh. And this one from Chicken House is for 9 to 12-year-olds. The Floating Witch Mystery by Nicky Thornton. This pacey mystery from the author of The Last Chance Hotel weaves magical adventure and a whodunit plot. School reporter Vina Vale, helped by the talking black cat Nightshade, unravels ancient curses with wise woman Hetty Dimple on the Floating Witch. The third in the Nightshade series, this story will captivate upper primary readers with spellbinding secrets and intrigue. It's perfect for deep-thinking fans of Harry Potter. Ooh. Winner Takes Gold by Eloise Smith. This glittering gymnastics tale follows Pearl, who chases a gold medal in Paris to honour her late mother. But training is tough at the elite camp, and with her friends Ryan and Jada Ray, Pearl must overcome physical challenges, questionable practices, and social rivalries. With short chapters, a fast pace, and illustrations, it's ideal for imaginative but less confident readers in Upper Key Stage 2 and Lower Key Stage 3. Perfect for book clubs, Winner Takes Gold celebrates honesty, fair play, and the value of true friendship. And from Piccadilly Press for 9-plus-year-olds, this adventure story, Beastlands Race to Frostfall Mountain by Jess French. Jess French transports readers to Ramoa, an island world once teeming with wildlife and nature. This captivating tale, with incredible creatures and settings, follows Kayla, who's on a quest to rescue her stolen winged peregrine. With friends Aletheia and Rustus, she's thrust into an epic adventure brimming with friendship and peril that will grip Upper Key Stage 2 readers. Beastlands blends a winning potion of magic, fantasy, and fast-paced adventure. We can't wait for the sequel. Highly recommended for 9 to 12-year-olds. And from Faber Children's for 9 to 12-year-olds, How Do Meerkats Order Pizza by Brooke Barker. How does your dog know if you're smiling? Find out this and more in this fun non-fiction book that explores the lives of creatures and looks at the strange methods scientists use to try to understand them. Through vibrant comic strip graphics, the fascinating behaviours of bonobos, lizards, humpback whales, and more are revealed. The book's focus on diverse scientists also adds an inclusive touch. Highly recommended for Key Stage 2 libraries and STEM topics. Ooh. Love is in the Little Things by Stella J. Jones. This heartfelt story explores all the different ways we experience love, through hugs, smiles, shared moments, and apologies. Despite their differences in size, the child and the bear discover common ground in playful activities, bedtime wishes, and just being together. Each rhyming verse is accompanied by a charming watercolour illustration, making this the perfect bedtime story for preschoolers. Signed, Sealed, Dead by Cynthia Murphy. True crime enthusiast Paige Murphy travels transatlantic to her father's unsettling hometown, only to unearth a chilling past of unsolved murders and disappearances. As she discovers the house's secrets, Paige stumbles upon a hidden diary, perhaps the key to solving decades-old mystery. This genuinely thrilling page-turner will appeal to teens who enjoy mystery and true crime. Thank you to all the publishers and publicists for sending us books to review here on this podcast and on our website, schoolreadinglist.co.uk. Here's our rundown of great new children's books hitting the shelves this February. Bronte Tempestra and the Lightning Steeds by Bex Hogan. Habitats by Hannah Pang and Isabel Lundy. Peng and Spanners by Steve Webb. Red Sky at Night, Poet's Delight by Alex Wharton. The Time Travellers by Safia Ahmed. Feather by M.G. Leonard. The Glorious Race of Magical Beasts by Alex Bell. Moe's Best Friend by Bridget Marzo. On Silver Tides by Sylvia Bishop. It's Time to Hush and Say Goodnight by Chitra Sounder. Paper Dragons by Siobhan McDermott. Yomi and the Power of the Yumbos by Davina Tahani. A Cure Ever After by Ang Harrod Walker. Queer Book by Malcolm McKenzie. Blues Planet Australia by Lucy McRobert. Most Haunted Theatres by Yvette Fielding. Goddess Crown by Sade Lapite. Soren's Seventh Song by Dave Eggers. Measuring Me by Nicola Kent. Dim Sum Palace by X Fang. The Crayons Love Our Planet by Drew Daywalt and Oliver Jeffers. The Bad Ones by Melissa Albert. Little Chick by Petr Horacek. Marnie Midnight and the Moon Mystery by Laura Ellen Anderson. National Trust Blossom Origami by Nick Robinson. Where the Dark Stands Still by A.B. Poranek. Miss Cat, The Case of the Curious Canary by Jean-Luc Fromental and Joël Joubert. Super Tato, Evil Tato and Super P by Sue Hendra and Paul Linnett. Finding Hope by Nicola Baker. And our picture book of the month is The Crayons Love Our Planet by Drew Daywalt and Oliver Jeffers. Our non-fiction book of the month is Measuring Me by Nicola Kent. And our fiction book of the month is A Cure Ever After by Ang Harrod Walker. Book, let's get reading. If you're a teacher, librarian, or avid bookworm who loves children's or YA books, and you'd like to review brand new titles for the school reading list, get in touch by email. We'd love to hear from you. The address is reviews@schoolreadinglist.co.uk. And this month we have two new lists on our website, a primary LGBTQIA+ themed page and a secondary school LGBTQIA+ themed page. And here are some of the key titles. Julianne is a Mermaid by Jessica Love. Young Julianne daydreams of becoming a mermaid after encountering them on a subway ride. Worried about what the people around him might say, he transforms himself in secret. This enchanting picture book celebrates self-identity, acceptance, and the power of love with warmth and charm. The Woodcutter and the Snow Prince by Ian Eagleton. Kai, a woodcutter, spends each Christmas Eve carving amazing statues, but no one visits, and each year he grows more and more lonely. Remembering his grandmother's stories, he decides to seek out the mysterious Snow Prince. Will his life change from gloominess into joyful happiness? With a stunning wintry cover adorned with metallic silver sparkles and vibrant full-colour illustrations throughout, this LGBT plus inclusive picture book exudes warmth and positivity. The Secret Sunshine Project by Benjamin Dean. When a family tragedy turns Bee's life upside down, her big sister Riley is determined to bring joy and pride back to their lives. So, with the help of friends, Secret Sunshine Club is formed. But can their rays of sunshine overcome a small-minded village? With a stunningly vibrant cover, exuberant diversity, and a rainbow-printed foredge, this book will leap out of any library display and demand to be explored. Glitter Boy by Ian Eagleton. 10-year-old James grapples with bullies at school and a challenging relationship with his father when not everyone is enthusiastic about an upcoming surprise choir performance. In this emotional roller coaster that tackles bullying, self-discovery, and LGBTQ plus acceptance, the character of James sparkles with positivity and resilience, and the supportive cast of his teacher, friends, and loving nan will offer readers hope. Addressing the realities of LGBTQ plus youth and promoting compassion and empathy, Glitter Boy is a vital addition to Upper Key Stage 2 and Lower Key Stage 3 libraries. Eagleton's uplifting narrative is a heartfelt triumph that will provide solace and inspiration to those reading it. Son of the Sea by Richard Pickard. Casper dreams of swimming, but has to hide his uniquely webbed feet. But then he discovers how he's linked to the sea and his life changes forever. Perfect for more able readers in Year 4, Son of the Sea will make for an enthralling and thought-provoking class reader, or a sparkling tale of positivity for 9-plus-year-olds. And here are some titles from our secondary list. Emmett by L.C. Rosen. This TikTok generation LGBTQ plus respin of Emma blends Jane Austen's cutting class commentary with the aspirational and glamorous romance of Bridgerton. Handsome and clever, Emmett finds himself entangled in matchmaking when his friends with benefits Harrison seeks a boyfriend. Despite vowing not to date before the age of 25, Emmett explores the complexities of love and loss through a modern queer lens. Brave Face, a memoir by Sean David Hutchinson. Brave Face is a dramatic description of the author's struggles as a confused gay adolescent dealing with depression. It explores identity, mental health, and the power of positive thinking, self-acceptance, and being openly proud of who you are. This fascinating and moving read is great for book group discussions. Scattered Showers by Rainbow Rowell, illustrated by Jim Tierney. With sparkling dialogue, humour, and short, sharp plots, these 9 short stories are beautifully presented in hardback, including 5 brand new stories about high school life, loves and experience. Readers will be pleased to see the return of Simon Snow. It's a great gift for teenage Rainbow Rowell fans. The Last Girl Standing by Jennifer Dugan. Sloane and Cherry are the sole survivors of a summer camp slaughter. They're desperate to understand what happened and why, so they look for leads. But the discovery of significant new evidence detonates everything Sloane knew about that fateful day. She now doesn't know who she can trust. With a brutal plot twist and page-turning excitement, this modern psychological mystery LGBT horror is impossible to put down. Broken Hearts and Zombie Parts by William Hussey. Jessie has just 1 month to do the seemingly impossible, complete an epic zombie flick to get into film school, and fall in love before his looks are ruined. This dialogue-driven LGBT plus rom-com will leave readers gasping as well as laughing out loud, tackling the pervasive pressures of body image and expectations among gay teens and young men, and promoting positive body acceptance, trust and reality. This is a YA book with a big heart that will encourage teens to accept people for who they are. Ooh. Rana June and the One and Only Now by Sheda Attat. Rana June is not her Iranian family's ideal A-grade student. She listens to Tupac, smokes pot, and adores women. On the anniversary of her closest friend's death, she chooses to confront her doubts and honour him by participating in a rap battle. Will she be able to overcome her insecurities, cultural alienation, and peer pressure to reveal who she truly is? It's a powerful and thought-provoking read. I Kissed Shara Wheeler by Casey McQuiston. Shara Wheeler kissed several individuals before disappearing, and any one of them could hold the key to finding her. With a razor-sharp plot, this brilliant LGBT YA novel will keep teens gripped. It's an addictive, guilty pleasure romance to read in one sitting. A great binge read. Dear Mothman by Robin Gow. When Noah's best friend Lewis is killed in a tragic accident, he feels as if he's lost the only person who knows him as a trans boy. Reminiscing about Lewis's fantasy stories and cryptids, Noah finds solace in writing letters to Mothman, and, over time, feels compelled to find out if Mothman really exists. This is a memorable and indescribably powerful book for 11-plus-year-olds. Small Town Pride by Phil Stamper. When 13-year-old Jake comes out, his family and middle school buddies support him. The same cannot be said for Barton Springs, Ohio, and its small town mindset. When Jake's father expresses his support by planting a massive pride flag in their front yard, the residents feel threatened and notify the mayor. Jake is undeterred, however, and decides to organise a town pride march. In an age of book bans and veiled homophobia, this uplifting and upbeat book is a breath of fresh air. Ooh. Gwen and Art Are Not in Love by Lex Croucher. A hilarious and modern LGBTQ plus historical romance with a twist. Gwen and Art, two reluctant allies, face contemporary issues in a medieval world filled with knights, princesses, and political intrigue. With a witty writing style and engaging characters, this YA debut is a must-read for fans of Rainbow Rowell and Alice Oseman. Over-Emotional by David Fenn. Stephen Percival's emotions get the better of him in spectacular and supernatural ways. This unique debut is the ultimate LGBTQI TikTok superhero rom-com for Gen Z. With perhaps the most jaw-droppingly startling and oh-my-god-prompting back cover blurb you'll read this year, Over-Emotional is a surefire summer term secondary school library hit, not to be missed. Here's a selection of exciting new book tasters sent to us by new and self-published children's authors this month.
Have you heard how dangerous it was for an old woman to swallow a fly? If you think she could die from that, wait until you read There Was an Old Woman Who Followed a Spy. In a twist to the much-loved rhyme of a lady who has had enough to eat, Tommy Fermato and his daughter Tabitha bring you a new adventure. Tommy's the seventh of a dozen children, and then, just for fun, collected his own dozen children. When it comes to storytelling, he has had to tell them all, just to survive. If you choose to accept this mission, you'll find the children's picture book, There Was an Old Woman Who Followed a Spy, on Amazon.com, being released on November 24th, Black Friday. There Was an Old Woman Who Followed a Spy. It might be the beginning of a new series where old women of legends become sleuths and private eyes. You'll have to read it and decide. But then again, perhaps she'll die.
Hello again, it's Lorna Chantel Scott, following on from my first children's picture book, Cable the Crow. I'd like to introduce my sequel, Cable Goes Camping. It's aimed at children aged between the ages of 6 to 8 years, that's year 2 and year 3. The stage when children are just not quite ready to say goodbye to pictures in a book. My story of Cable Goes Camping, as per my first book, is intended to take children on journeys of discovery, introducing different scenarios of possible danger within different geographical areas, but with elements of humour, as they start to understand, but also entertaining them in the process. Yet again, the protagonist is a relatable character in the form of a crow that captures the attention of the participating audience or individual reader. With elements of humour, pattern, rhyme and repetition, an interesting plot captures the attention of the reader. Cable and his wife are not merely remote creatures. We can be 100% certain that a small child wants encouraged to be still in their everyday surroundings whilst watching and listening will encounter a crow. Who knows? It may or may not be Cable. So there is an instant reward for their curiosity. It is from my own extensive experience of teaching children and encouraging them to enjoy, with enthusiasm, learning about the world in which we live. I have seen the pleasure gained from understanding. I believe many people will enjoy sitting with a child and my book to sometimes meander away from the text into the pictures to see and talk about whatever else may catch the eye before returning to the story. The book entails high-quality, engaging, varied, meaningful and colourful illustrations. At one reading, one child referred to my illustrations as just like looking at the television. The text includes some delicious words that roll off the tongue and beg to be repeated, which enticingly connect to the illustrations that provide contextual clues for vocabulary development. But hey, don't take my word for this. Please look for yourself. I don't think you'll be disappointed. In a nutshell, the story unfolds with choices of locations for pitching of their tent, as this is their first time camping. The crows make some typically hazardous choices for places to pitch, which necessitate quick decisions regarding their safety. So, safety awareness being one of the themes is accompanied by problem solving, tenacity, i.e. persistence, not quitting at the first hurdle, natural propensity for repetition of innocent yet ignorant mistakes, accepting gracefully that it is okay to fail sometimes and start again, and conclusively, appreciation of the good that we have been afforded in life, which should not be taken for granted. Without further ado, I will now read for you a few pages from my book. It was Cable the Crow's first time camping. He supervised his wife Christine setting up the tent. Cable glanced up at hearing, snort, glint, moo. That cow looks angry, said Cable. That cow is a bull, Cable said, Christine. This was not the right place to pitch their tent. Both scared, hurrying and scurrying, they gathered together their belongings and flew off to find a safer place to pitch their tent. I think there's a burglar trying to get in, whispered Cable. Gingerly poking his head out of the tent, he met with great danger head-on. Meow! Echoed chillingly. Swiftly retreating, he told Christine a tabby cat named Mrs. Pettypaw Wigglebottom and her kitten were outside. Not the right place to pitch their tent. Frozen by fear, they waited until it was safe to fly off and pitch elsewhere. Thud! A ball landed. Twang! A guide rope plucked. Oh, no, not Mrs. Pettypaw Wigglebottom again, exclaimed Cable. Toon, toon, black and white army, resounded loudly. Military training, puzzled Cable. poking his head out of the tent. He met head on with a kneecap. Whoops! We're at St. James's Park, home to Newcastle United Football Club. With deafening sound of devoted fans, said Cable. Half time they flew off to find a safer place to pitch. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. That's the rhythm of a train. We're close to a track, said Cable. No! Maybe not, said Christine. Cable curiously poked his head out to investigate and establish the sound. Yikes! An enormous grey horse jumped over my head, yelled Cable. Fearful of being squashed with no time to pack, they flew to safety to later collect their belongings and find a safer place to pitch. Conclusively, I'd like to thank you all very much for listening and hope that you've enjoyed listening to a few pages that I've read to you. If you'd like a copy of the book, it can be sourced at bookshops in the northeast, such as Blackwell's, some in Waterstones, Blackwell's Newcastle, Gateshead Metro Centre, WH Smith's, and on websites such as Waterstones website, Blackwell's, Barnes & Noble's, WH Smith's, Amazon, Austin Macaulay, and so forth. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
If you'd like to get in touch and leave a recorded shout out about your upcoming self-published children's book, have a look at our podcast webpage for more details. Why school libraries are so important to children's learning. School libraries play a crucial role in the educational landscape, serving as hubs of learning and literacy development. They provide access to a wealth of information and resources, fostering an environment where academic skills and a love for reading can flourish. School libraries offer a diverse range of materials, including books, periodicals, and digital media, which support the curriculum and cater to varied learning needs. They provide students with access to information that may not be available at home, thereby contributing to a more equitable educational experience. Libraries are instrumental in promoting literacy among students. Research indicates that school libraries have a positive impact on reading scores and academic achievement. Librarians play a key role in guiding students towards appropriate reading material and fostering that culture of reading. School libraries cater to students with diverse learning needs by providing differentiated resources and individualised support. This includes materials for English language learners and students with disabilities, ensuring inclusive educational practices. In the digital age, the ability to locate, evaluate, and use information effectively is essential. School libraries teach information literacy skills, which are critical for academic success and lifelong learning. Studies have shown a correlation between well-stocked and well-staffed school libraries and higher student test scores. The presence of a certified librarian has been linked to much better reading performance among students. The school librarian's role extends beyond managing the library's collection. They collaborate with teachers to develop curriculum and deliver instruction that integrates information literacy skills. School libraries support the curriculum by providing materials that complement classroom learning. They offer resources for project-based learning, research assignments, and interdisciplinary studies. School libraries create an environment that encourages voluntary reading, which is linked to improved reading comprehension, vocabulary, and general knowledge. They offer a variety of genres and formats to appeal to different interests. Libraries often host reading programs and activities that motivate students to read for pleasure. These programs can lead to improved attitudes towards reading and a greater frequency of reading. Fostering that love of reading in students contributes to long-term academic success. Habitual reading can lead to higher levels of education and better job prospects. School libraries provide access to computers and other digital technologies which are essential for modern learning. They offer a space for students to develop digital literacy skills. And digital resources, such as ebooks and online databases, expand the range of available information. School libraries facilitate e-learning by providing these resources and teaching students how to use them effectively. Librarians educate students on safe and ethical online practices, including digital citizenship and internet safety. And school libraries provide a welcoming and inclusive environment for all students. They can serve as safe spaces where students can explore ideas and express themselves without judgment. Libraries facilitate collaboration and social interaction among students. Group study areas and collaborative projects encourage teamwork and communication skills. The library environment can support student well-being by offering a quiet space for reflection and relaxation. Reading for pleasure has been linked to reduced stress and improved mental health. School libraries face challenges related to funding and resource allocation. Advocacy is necessary to ensure that libraries receive adequate support to fulfil their role in education. The role of school libraries is evolving to meet the demands of the 21st century. They must adapt to changes in technology and education to remain relevant and effective. Ongoing professional development is essential for librarians to keep up with advancements in information technology and teaching practice. School libraries are vital components of the education system, contributing to academic achievement, literacy development, and the cultivation of lifelong learning skills. They provide access to a range of resources, support diverse learning needs, and offer a space for social and emotional growth. Despite facing challenges, the continued importance of school libraries is clear, and their role must be supported and developed to meet future educational demands. If you'd like to get in touch, use the hashtag SRLPodcast on Twitter or drop us a line using the contact form or messaging button on our website schoolreadinglist.co.uk. And all the books lived happily ever after. The end.